Legislation moving through the Florida Senate would require law enforcement agencies to set up guidelines for the use of body cameras. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports one local department appears to be ahead of the curve.
The measure, passed unanimously by the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, not only mandates policy, but also the training of personnel and the storing of the video. Baker State Senator Greg Evers, the committee chairman, says the recordings would only be used when officers are performing their duties.
If the deputy or the wearer of the body camera is not doing something to support his law enforcement duties, then anything else aside from that is non-permissible.
There's a lot of support among cops through the Florida Sheriffs and Police Benevolent Associations and the ACLU. Currently, 13 police departments are using the cameras, while another 9 have pilot programs. One of those is the Pensacola Police Department.
We've been trying out different types of cameras. We've had some on the lapel, some on the chest, and some in the glasses, and I'm trying to figure out what was best for the Pensacola Police Department.
Chief Chip Simmons says 10 officers are currently wearing the cameras. In all, 55 color cameras and software were purchased last fall, using $95,000 raised from seizures and forfeitures. That's also drawing applause from Mayor Ashton Hayward.
More technology that's better, it's going to keep, obviously, our citizens safe, the public safe, and keep our officers safe. And I think it's just being proactive, not reactive.
Chief Simmons says last year's shooting death of a black teenager in Missouri and the choking death of an African-American man in New York indirectly affected their timetable to deploy the new technology.
The incidents in Ferguson did kind of speed up some because we felt like we didn't want to be in the back of the line. So since we already had our background work done, we went ahead and pulled the trigger, so to speak, on the cameras ourselves. Every one of our officers can be trained. We chose to go with 10 because we want to make sure they were comfortable with our policies, with our procedures.
Those procedures include downloading the video onto the server and to the state attorney's office for judicial review. Video recorded by an on-duty officer is admissible in court. Assistant State Attorney John Molshan says the real legal question about body cams is the recording of conversations.
The law in Florida, you are not allowed to record a person's conversation in certain circumstances. The exceptions are if there's no reasonable expectation of privacy or if the person consents. The Pensacola Police Department has addressed that in their policy as far as the recording of conversations are concerned during this filming.
Another area that could be affected, perhaps in the positive, is when an officer uses probable cause in certain instances, such as a traffic stop.
You would actually be able to see the conduct that the officer is observing, the erratic driving, or let's say in a drug deal, the movement and the hand-to-hand exchanges, and together with the interpretation and the experience of the officer, you would be able to see very clearly the evidence of probable cause.
Well, the plan is to capture as much video as we can of the interactions that police officers have with the public.
Once again, Pensacola Police Chief Chip Simmons.
The thought is that whenever they respond to a call for service, then they will turn the camera on before they get out of the car, and that way they have a better chance of capturing everything that we feel like we need. There are some exceptions, and they can turn the cameras off on certain times, but by and large, the cameras will be on every time we have interaction with the public.
Meanwhile, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is working with the state attorney in compiling data on body cams. Those areas include cost, storage of video, and privacy issues. But Sheriff David Morgan has said he's not adverse to their eventual use by ECSO. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.